Second over there, take two.
That's
things are happening.
Now a friend of mine near met his end. His mind was overwrought. In the men's room he met a friend and he shook his hand. He thought,
strange things are happening.
A little boy sat down to cry and an old man passing asked him why. He said, I can't do what the big boys do. So the old man, he sat down and he cried too.
Strange things are happening.
Now Damon to Pythias was just like a brother. Where you'd find one, you'd always find the other. One night Pythias called Damon a skunk. So Damon turned around and got Pythias drunk.
Strange things are happening.
Now the fleecy cloud may kiss the sky, and the rose may kiss the butterfly. Sparkling wine may kiss the glass, and you, my friend, farewell.
Strange things are happening.
I went to a lady barber, and what I saw made me perplexed. There she sat, she was nursing a baby. She looked at me and she said, you're next.
Strange things are happening.
For a haircut.
There was a young girl from St. Paul who wore a newspaper gown to the ball. Her dress caught on fire, burned out her entire front page sports section and all.
Strange things are happening.
I love the St. Paul sports section. There once was a man named Gandhi who sat at the bar sipping brandy. He lifted his sheet to wipe off his cheek, and the waitress said, "My, what a dandy."
Strange things are happening.
Now the policeman came in the month of May, and the mailman came the very next day. 9 months later, there was hell to pay. Who fired the shot, the blue or the gray?
Yeah,
strange things are happening.
Sort of a Civil War joke. But
yeah, an old one.
This one will close the place up. Now there was a lesbian from Rangoon.
This'll do it.
Who took a ferry up to her room.
Wow.
Flank to the flank, to the flank, flank, flank. Flank, flank, to the flank, to the flank, flank, flank.
Everybody from miles around comes out dancing when they hear this sound. Crazy new dance is the talk of the town. It's the flank. You get Peggy and I'll get Sue. We'll head on down to Malibu. All our friends will be there too. To the flank.
Thank you. what comes next. Read the book. Over there, I'm back there. I should've moved you.
streets.
Against Dumbledore has us wondering who you're working for.
return my calls. My telephone book is a color red. My telephone book is a color red. Red is all in my head. Some things are left better unsaid. Is that why you don't try to acknowledge or reply? Why you don't return my calls? Look at my telephone book.
You want me to come back? You're gonna have to relax. everything that I say. It's never taken the right way, and I'm getting tired of losing sleep.
Friends, how many have you? How long before they split like atoms? Don't ask me, but what I do stand behind, someone having your back seems hard to find.
You know the line, don't judge a book by its cover.
Read every page, cause the nigga's my brother. But you should have stated that the book one's life is always being up.
So open the book.
Yo, son's out, so mama first, son's up. Between me and Dean, I'm the first one up. Ready to grind, always on time for any interview face to face. Even online, knocked out about four before Dean stumbles through the door groggy. Last night, father, so unprofessional.
What? You wanna hold a congressional hearing on this shit? Come on, pop.
This is how he is when it comes to the biz. Off point, off center, and when you point it out, he gets ill-tempered. Promoter of the show's pissed up, spot had a curfew. But Hurricane Winter blew through and made a mess of the thing.
Yeah, I got here late, eh?
We did only four songs, supposed to do more songs. Now Ken do dealing with the riot at the beer.
Friends, do we really have them? How long before they split like atoms? Don't ask me, but what I do stand behind is someone having your back. Seems hard to find.
You know the line, don't judge a book by its cover.
Cut every page, cause this man is my brother. What it should have stated, the book of one's life is always being up. Let me open this book.
It's crazy. Got this shit right here on page 63.
Hey yo, little kid sis insists she knows me. Backstage access, aspiring actress. She gonna be the candidate to get this caucus. Of course my campaign is interrupted. Jacob's fury, he's wearing the helmet. He now padlock, he's Mr. Cockney. I ain't buying it, he can't sell it. I read down Madlock, the verdict is sloppy. We used to split the rations, trois menages. But now I got a private car, park garages. All in my front seat, he playing like bumper cars.
I think your bitch like
nigga,
me.
Nigga, she ain't even one of ours. He on the bitch strong, so I'ma play passive. Now she's saying she gotta go home. Damn, I'm in the goddamn dirt like a show. A lot of work with a pay stub and earning no love. Friends, how many have them?
How long before they split like Adam?
Well, don't ask me, but what I do stand behind someone having your back.
Seems hard to find, you know the line. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Cut every page, cause dude is my brother.
But it should have stated that the book of one's life is always being upgraded.
So open your book.
It's like the harmonica sounds of black clouds around. Word around the campfire, you said I'm a tramp buyer. Nigga, I don't pay for hoes. Unlike you, disappear for days for hoes.
Well, here go Captain Payton, froze as solid as Frosty. The only dude in the group with a personal Corsi. Personal transport, champion hand sport. Caught him yanking the cord, this dude is bored.
And the Lord won't save us even though we need saving. Can't even wrestle, now it's all destined. Like BB said, thrill is dead. And the afterlife is trite, you stay in the red.
But I'm staying ahead. One lesson to thank you. Throw a skunk in the street cred and one in the bank too. Far gone but ain't far enough to see you. Word is you did a solo album with your people. Life ain't that poppin', no showstopper. Send the boys over.
Yo,
the crown. You and
yo, what the fuck you just say?
Nigga, I said what you heard.
Oh, uh-huh. Jeez. And what the fuck did I just hear?
Word? It's like that, Pop. It's on now.
Come on everybody, let's all get down, cause what we have is a brand new sound. It's called hip-hop, and it can't be beat. So let me tell you all the tale on how it came to be. It goes boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, yeah, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap. Well, let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks, in the basements, in NYC, in the year of 1973. Once upon a time, there was a really great DJ, and he had a bunch of records that he loved to play. They went boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, yeah, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap. Well, let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks, in the basements, in NYC, in the year of 1973, the DJ played breaks to give the people a chance to watch the B-boys and B-girls do their dance. It went boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, yeah, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap. Well, let me finish my story and continue to rap.
and the parks and the basements in NYC. In the year of 1973, party people need to know they're in the place to be. So on the microphone emerged the first MC. He went boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, bap, boom, boom, bap, yeah. Let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks and the basements in NYC. In the year of 1973, there was a movement of dance and the fashion and sound. And everybody in the world wanted to be down. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. So don't you forget to give the DJ his props. Yeah.
You kids get to bed, I get the story more. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kidney starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water or soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of words and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Good night.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
frontier. Yeah, Davy Crockett.
Well, he's in Indian town, and what spots his arm?
What?
A nice looking Indian and honey look fly. He had to talk because he just couldn't hack it. She wore some moccasins and plus a tough leather jacket. He trotted it over and invented a line. He said, excuse me, do you happen to have the time? All was on his mind was sex, sex, sex. So she said,
why do you actually got your own time, man?
To poor old Dave, that line was cold-blooded. It seemed like her ego was way overflooded. She started to laugh and then she started to say,
I'm sorry, sometimes I do get carried away. I didn't mean to like ill-treat you. My name is Running Rabbit and I'm glad to meet you.
He said, I'm Dave with Crazy Cloud. She said,
oh, you're the one the girls be talking about. Yeah, you must be, because you look like a winner. Come to my house, we'll discuss it over dinner.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Well, he met a father, Big Chief Beretti. He said,
what's for dinner?
Soup and spaghetti. The dinner was rotten and he thought he's gonna cook it. He never would've took it if he known it. He had cooked it. Later on, they was chilling in the bedroom, sitting by the window looking on the moon. Nothing was being said, so he swore she was hot. He said,
are you in the mood?
She said,
no, I'm not.
From what he believes and from what he guessed, if a girl says no, he really thinks she means yes. So he started touching her and coming out strong, whispering sweet nothings and singing a song. He said,
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood. Don't mean to be rude, but I'm in the mood for love.
And then she said,
oh, Dave, you got my poor back hurting. I want you. First, close the curtains.
He closed the curtains and also the door. The next thing you know, it was off of those drawers.
Take it easy, baby.
Playing with the titties, they were soft, not lumpy. And then he cracked the legs like Humpty Dumpty. He's fucking, sucking, also finger popping. He had no intention of stopping. Crazy fun, he did not want to leave. His head was between the tits and he could barely breathe. He had to toss, turn, turn, toss. Meanwhile, he was riding her with crazy force. She was burning hot. She said, he said,
are you talking sense or what?
I guess she didn't realize what she started. Next thing you know, she was acting retarded. She said to him strangely and kind of merry,
stop now, or I'll be on the water.
He didn't take the warning. He rode it till the morning. He rode that ass till the pussy started yawning. He said, what? Wait, his dick went weak. He said, Dave, pussies ain't supposed to speak. He took off his clothes, he wanted to leave this place. But first he wanted to see the vagina face to face. He opened it up with his bare two thumbs. He seen crabs with spears and Indian drums. Is going,
hey y'all, 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 hey y'all,
hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all,
hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all,
just six words long.
Couldn't think of any lyrics. No, I never wrote the lyrics. So I'll just sing any old lyrics that come to my child. You really need words. Whole lot of rhyming words. You gotta write so many words. To do it, 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 to do it.
Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Ruby Idol case.
Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Diamond.
Evening, Francis. You look like you're going out.
Yes, sir. Miss Asher wants me to go down to the delicatessen for some cool cuts.
Well, where is Miss Asher?
In the study, sir.
Well, I'll see you later, Francis. Why don't you bring back some roll mop?
Roll mop, sir?
Herring with the bends. Very toothy.
Yes, sir.
Ali, oxen free.
Red. Hi.
Hi. Well, get the silk thing there.
Lounging pajamas.
Yeah. I guess we're going to stay in, huh?
Uh-huh. I just sent Francis out for some food.
I met him at the door.
Look, I've got to do a few things in the kitchen. Why don't you stretch out on the couch and take it easy until dinner's ready?
Okay, I'm pretty tired. Might rock out.
No, a little sleep might do you some good. Here, read a magazine if you want to stay awake.
Hmm? Oh, swell. Gory detective. Who sends you these things? The Corpse of the Month?
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad. I won't be long.
Okay. Oh, no. The Case of the Bloody... It was going on 11 o'clock, and the fog encircled the old house like a thin, wet blanket. Oh, swell. The figure of a man crept stealthily across the gravel of the garden path.
Ooh, these writers really dream it up.
Hmm? Hmm? Mr. Diamond?
What? How did you get in here?
I followed you from your office. You left the door unlocked when you came in.
Well, now, look.
I know I shouldn't have come into someone else's house, but this is a matter of life and death.
Hey, pulling down the blinds.
I don't want anyone to see us talking.
Well, you're on the eighth floor. Who's chasing you? A herd of monkeys?
Please. Please, you must listen.
Now, look, if you got troubles, come to my office in the morning.
Tomorrow morning may be too late. I'm supposed to die.
Try breathing. You expand your chest, take a lung full of air.
No,
it does wonders. Keeps you around for days. You better get out of here.
Please, Mr. Diamond, don't give me away. Please.
Yeah, baby. Wait a minute. I'm talking at that desk.
Oh, bless you, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah. I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Talking? Oh, no. Must have been reading out loud. This is swell literature. The Case of the Grizzly Ghost. Oh.
I like to keep up on the exploits of a private detective. You don't tell me anything about your cases.
I'm modest. Hey, you got your coat on. Where are you going?
Oh, Francis just called. He's had a flat tire. I'm going to pick him up in the other car.
Don't you want me to do it?
Oh, I'm not going to let you out of this house. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Read The Grizzly Ghost. It's not bad.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Okay, Spider-Man, you can come out now.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what the devil's going on?
I told you my life's in danger. I need help.
Tell me about it.
I haven't time now. Come to this address in about an hour. My name's Leeds. Leland L. Leeds.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I must get back before they miss me. I don't want them to know I got out. Say I called you and told you to come over. Here's the address on this card. Please don't fail me, Mr. Diamond.
Now, wait a minute. My fee's $100 a day in expenses.
Of course. I'll have a check for you. Goodbye.
He went out like an undertaker stealing a can of embalming fluid, and I poured myself something just about as strong. Helen would scalp me for leaving, but for some reason, nutty little guys like that interest me. I left Helen the note saying I'd be back later and took off to the address Leland L. Leeds had given me. It was out of town about 10 miles, but after hunting around for a while and running up a good-sized taxi fare, I finally found the house.
Yes?
Yes. I got a call from a Mr. Leeds at this address. He asked me to come over.
My brother?
I don't know.
Well, it couldn't have been. He's very sick. He's upstairs sleeping.
Well, he was just coasting off to Dreamland when he called me. I think you'd better let me in.
Oh, a detective. All right. Just, what did my brother tell you, Mr.?
Diamond. He said his life was in danger.
I'm Nina Leeds. I think you'd better come into the living room, Mr. Diamond. Dr. Miller can explain things better than I can.
Sure.
Roger?
Mm-hmm.
This is Mr. Diamond. He's a detective.
Oh.
Lee just called him. This is Dr. Miller, Mr. Diamond.
Hello, Doctor. How do you do? You're from the police?
No, private stuff.
Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Diamond, I'm afraid you made a trip for nothing.
Well, here are the drinks.
George, this is Mr. Diamond. He's a private detective.
What?
Mr. Diamond, this is George Brodine.
How are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Anything wrong?
I don't know.
Lee phoned Mr. Diamond and told him he was in danger.
How did you know that, Doctor? I told Miss Leeds what he said, but not you.
I'm Mr. Leeds' doctor. He's having a nervous breakdown and suffers from an extreme persecution complex. If he called a detective, I'm sure he must have said something like that.
And that's quite correct, Mr. Diamond.
What do you do, Mr. Brodine?
Why, I'm with the New York Museum. I'm a friend of the family. I've been watching Lee break up for the past month.
Mm-hmm. May I talk to your brother, Miss Leeds?
I don't think you can. I gave him a very strong sedative.
Let me get you a drink, Mr. Diamond. When Lee wakes up, you...